Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or Apple Podcasts.
So, Brooke, have you ever heard the phrase, even the rich?
Man, it rings a bell. I feel like I've heard it somewhere before.
Yeah, same. So I think the full saying is actually, even the rich marry a lawyer who allegedly embezzled millions from plane crash victims and then get left holding the bag when said lawyer files for bankruptcy.
Wow, that really rolls off the tongue, I gotta say.
It does.
And it's exactly what's happening to Real Housewives of Beverly Hills star Erica Jayne.
Yeah, and it just keeps getting messier in front of the whole world.
Oh God, so messy. She's on a hit TV show. She's always perfectly coiffed. She's got millions of dollars, but literally everything is falling apart.
Yes, seriously. Embezzlement rumors, mega lawsuits brewing, her divorce drama, and now a truly bizarre story she's telling about cars flipping and a burglary.
Oh, man, it's all just too juicy, honestly.
Yeah, we're in a giant cocktail of housewives juice right now, and you know what it tastes like.
Yep. Money and regret.
So much. From Wondery, I'm Marisha Skidmore-Williams.
And I'm Brooke Ziffrin. It's Thursday, September 16th.
And you're listening to Rich and Daily.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
When you choose Organic Valley, not only will you be enjoying great-tasting dairy, you'll help to save over 1,600 small organic family farms who are protecting over 400,000 acres of organic farmland and all the plants and animals that call it home. This is dairy you can feel good about. It's great tasting, high quality organic dairy, ethically sourced from small organic family farms. To find Organic Valley Dairy near you, visit ov.coop. That's ov.coop.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
It's expensive to be mad.
Okay, so the 2016 song Expensive by Real Housewives of Beverly Hills star Erica Jayne is so on the money. It is expensive to be her. She's got a ton of big money controversy swirling in her life, and it's also gotten super messy.
Oh, yeah, but this is like a good mess, like the kind of mess we truly love to watch. So Erica's legal and divorce drama has been unfolding on Real Housewives over the last year. And last November, she filed for divorce from her husband of 20 years, L.A. attorney Tom Girardi, claiming his longtime ongoing infidelity as the cause.
Yeah, which could be surprising enough, but the divorce news also happened to drop right in the middle of a major embezzlement scandal that accuses both Tom and Erica as crooks.
Yeah. So this story runs so deep. But to quickly recap, Tom is best known for his work as an attorney on the case that actually inspired the Oscar-winning movie Erin Brockovich, you know, the one that stars Julia Roberts. And just a month after their divorce filing was announced, Erica and Tom were sued for allegedly using their breakup to embezzle money.
Yeah. So in the suit, families of the victims of a 2018 Boeing plane crash claimed Erica and Tom made off with some of their settlement funds. Mm-hmm. It alleged that the divorce is just a tricky tactic to protect their own finances.
Right. And Erica talked about the rumors on an episode of Real Housewives. And in a now viral moment, she has these giant mascara tears just running down her like perfectly made up face.
Yeah, it's inspo from Lauren Conrad, I'm sure of it.
God, Kyle, my divorce is not a sham.
I know.
It's just not. I mean, nobody wants to be in the position I'm in right now. It is really unenviable being the possible target of a federal criminal investigation is like not cool.
I mean, she's not wrong. It's not cool
it's
to be
not cool
a target of investigation for sure.
So I do have to point out, because a lot of people online were discussing the fact that she has these mascara tears running down her face when she's never had them on the show before. She obviously knows about waterproof mascara. So people were like, that seems a little sus. Like maybe she's trying to get attention.
So the lawsuit also goes after Tom's law firm, Girardi Keys. And of course, it quickly filed for bankruptcy. But it doesn't stop there. Erica was then sued by the trustee of Girardi Keys for $25 million. I mean, this drama just doesn't
stop.
No,
it doesn't.
According to the suit, Erica's racked up a ton of expenses on Tom's dime. Well, I guess on Tom's company's dime.
Right. Yeah. So she used the firm to pay for personal expenses like her American Express bill, which I would love to see. Her assistants, plural, and my favorite part, her glam squad, whichever.
I mean, we all don't look good, just easy peasy. Like, we need the team. Let's face it.
So it all totaled up to about $25 million, which is a lot of glam.
God, I can't even imagine.
So now the trustee of Tom's law firm wants it all back. On September 8th, Erica was given a deadline of 10 days to pay back the 25 mil. And if she doesn't, the lawsuit will move forward.
Yeah, I saw a post on Craigslist that was like looking for a job that pays 25 mil in 10 days. And I was like, if you find it, let me know.
Let us know.
So like the gift that keeps on giving and giving. On last night's Real Housewives on Bravo, we heard a new story from Erica about even more ridiculous drama with Tom. And it's interesting.
Yeah. So on last night's episode, Erica visited Kathy Hilton's house for a spa day, which, can I just say, Kathy Hilton truly is like none of us.
I love the idea of like being caught in this like huge scandal and being like, I got it. Like, I would just be stressed pulling out my hair and vomiting all the time. But she's like, I'm going to go take a spa day at my friend's house.
Yeah, I'm going to go down to my friend's basement and use her spa. So she talked to Kathy Hilton and her other co-stars, Lisa Rinna and Kyle Richards, about the latest Tom drama. And Erica claims that Tom's house was broken into and burglarized. And she said that Tom confronted the burglar right before going to have eye surgery.
Which just sounds weird. It's like, he's like, yo, you're breaking into my house, but I gotta go get my eyes cut open real quick. So can you stop? Like, it just sounds so weird. But then she finished off by saying that her son, Tommy Zizzo Jr., who's a police officer, by the way, had to go over to Tom's house to help before he rolled his car five times on the way. So when she was asked by Kyle about the car incident, Erica said, my son went because I can't go. And then on his way home, it was snowing and he rolled his car. For backstory, Tom lives in Pasadena, California. Yeah. It last snowed there in 1949.
Erica's like, I couldn't get there in time, but my son who lives in the North Pole was able to get there before me.
But he doesn't have snow tires like the clown he is. Like, come on.
Oh, my God. But of course, Erica had an answer for that, just like everything. She's like, my son lives farther out, which does check out for the North Pole.
I was going to say, the North Pole is a little bit farther out than Pasadena. I get it.
So Erica said she's under a lot of stress and the events were recent. And then Kyle responded, Erica, I don't even know what to say. It's like all crashing at one time. And it's like, no,
literally.
Duh.
I'm just like, why didn't you just say he rolled his car? Like, why would you mention snowing? That, like, we're in California. We're in Southern California. That's going to be the biggest red flag.
Yeah. She's like, he got caught up in a Christmas drive-thru. An experience.
So later in the episode, other cast members expressed, I guess we can call it doubt, over Erica's burglary slash fight slash surgery slash car flipping slash snowing in L.A. story. So Kyle and her husband, Maurizio Umansky, had fellow housewife Dorit Kemsley and her husband, Paul Piquet, over for dinner, where she told Erica's latest story with her son flipping his car.
Yeah. And then, of course, Dory reminded everyone that Erica had a similar story about her husband, Tom, flipping his car back in 2017. And PK jumped right on in to call BS. He said, "What are the statistics that Tom and his stepson both flip cars? I would guess they're millions and millions and millions to one. Statistically, it's absolutely impossible. And I got to agree that math checks out."
I mean, here's the thing, though. She supposedly has $25 million. She couldn't afford to hire somebody to come up with a better story for her. Like, you're just reusing stories here. Like, that's just, that's
right.
That's poor workmanship.
Yeah, it's weird.
So Kyle's husband, Maurizio, also pointed out that there's lies all over the place. And then PK went on to say he thinks Erica's been and continues to be controlled by Tom.
Yeah, he said, "I think Tom lied to her and Erica went along with it. There's no car rolling."
Oh my God, it's like he's right here with us.
Although he did go on to say that he hopes Erica has the comeback of all comebacks. So it does seem like they're rooting for her. They're just not really sure what to do at this
point. Yeah, but not everyone on the show is rooting for her or believes she's innocent in this mess with Tom. So throughout the season, Erica's continually said she's innocent of Tom's financial wrongdoings and that the divorce was a long time coming due to Tom's cheating.
She also said that Tom's personality shifted due to an onset of dementia and a head injury, but some of her co-stars don't really buy that she's unaware what's going on, like Sutton Strack, good old Sutton, who challenged Erica's stories. And in an absolutely delicious clip from the show, Erica goes full movie villain and responds to the hate.
"There's going to be a day when all of this is behind me, and I'm going to remember those who were with me, and I'm going to remember those who were against me."
That quote is going on my inspo wall. Like,
same.
It's just perfect.
I agree.
You got to keep those lists, keep them in your head, and never forget.
Yep.
So there's a Housewives reunion slated to air on October 6th with Andy Cohen hosting, and he's promised we're going to get all the tea that we need.
Yeah, I mean, we've said it once, we'll say it again. If anybody can get the tea, it's Andy Cohen. So he says that Erica Jane answers everything about her divorce. He confirms that it includes the dementia and Alzheimer's, the other women cheating and hiding money, stuff like that. So
yeah, he also said he was going to find out why she couldn't find the waterproof mascara in the aisles.
Yeah, so she also was like, "Just want to confirm that this reunion pays $25 million.
And can I get that up front?" So with the drama unfolding basically every day, it makes you wonder, is this just a big game Erica's playing to keep her income up? That $25 million isn't going to come out from under your mattress. Or is she amping up the drama for TV ratings? Or is this just all woe is me, rich lady stuff for real?
I honestly don't know. At the beginning, I wanted to believe her. Now her stories just seem sus. But Tom is a jerk, so who knows?
The devil's in the details. She should know that.
Yes.
But Erica's not dumb. We know that. She knows, at least to an extent, what she's doing, I think.
Right. And she also knows that waterproof mascara exists, so.
Yeah. We learned that in, what, sixth grade with our Lisa Frank binders? Like, come on.
Yeah, I think her tagline for this season should have been, "I'm not a crook unless it's illegal to be fabulous."
That's good. From Wondery, I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams.
And I'm Brooke Ziffrin. This is Rich and Daily.
See you tomorrow, Richies.
Listen to Rich and Daily on Amazon Music or on your Alexa-enabled device. Just ask, "Alexa, play the Rich and Daily podcast."
And tell your friends we've got the hot goss.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.